On season 3, episode 5 of the Emulate This podcast, we're going to dip into the mailbag and answer a couple listener emails.
And it's back, our shitty game Pollyanna. Which one of us got the shittiest game out there?
And for more from the Emulate This podcast, check out our website, emulatethis.net, or go to our Facebook account, search Emulate This, or Twitter, at Emulate This. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to my shop of strange and wonderful things.
Season 3 here, guys.
Yeah, we are.
Episode 5 already. I feel like we just came back.
Deep.
Straight out of Horsham. Rory, what's up?
Yeah, I feel like we're actually beyond 5. I feel like we're on, like, episode 10.
You feel like that already?
I feel like it, because I hate you all.
Oh, so I see.
This is torture. Every day, it's torture.
It's a slog.
I hope our audience appreciates that. I hate these men. I've never met them before.
It's become a job for you, huh?
We're like the monkeys. Yes, we were created by a corporate amalgamation to sell records.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant like Planet of the Apes monkeys.
No. They're apes. You're a fool.
I got you.
You're not listening.
Yeah, you're right. They're not the same thing at all.
So what's up, Eric?
Not much, man. It's, going to get chilly soon. Football's coming.
That's right.
Pumpkin spice latte weather.
Oh, no.
Do you basic bitches drink that?
I hate
pumpkin
everything. Oh, it's
everything. Disgusting. What is with the pumpkin and everything?
No, I don't do the pumpkin latte.
Ugh.
I just go straight up coffee.
Yeah. And they smell like ass. Like, they're the smelliest of all the freaking squash. They're
they really
disgusting.
Are.
No, they're disgusting.
They are an abomination.
If you like pumpkin, you're
a bad
person.
Some pumpkin beers are right.
No.
Ooh. But not when it's too pumpkin-y.
Pumpkin is warning you.
Some pumpkin is too much pumpkin.
It's warning you. It's disgusting because that's how it's like a tortoise shell. It's so hard to get into.
Yeah.
It's telling you, don't try it.
It's nasty inside, too.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A bunch of guts and shit.
It's
horrible.
You can't eat a wrong pumpkin or a raw one, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I guess nasty. I'm sure you could, but it'd be gross.
It's a gourd, right?
Does anything even eat a pumkin? Like,
I don't think you can eat any squash raw.
Like, would a squirrel eat it? Would a fucking fly?
Probably squirrels.
Well, they eat shit, so that tells you everything you need to know.
It's disgusting. Mm. I hate pumpkin. Everything.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie is good.
Yeah.
No, I don't like pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie. I do. I take it all back because pumpkin pie is awesome.
It's good stuff.
It's the tits.
I had an ice cream. I had an ice cream one time. It was pumpkin pie ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, it had like chunks of like pumpkin pie in it.
That's interesting.
Good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it's Turkey Hill.
Not selling it.
We're not sponsored by Turkey Hill, so.
No, not Turkey Hill.
The hell with them.
Not Turkey Hill.
But if they want to sponsor us, we're all.
No,
we'll sell out the fucking ice cream.
No
Fuck
one will
that.
Ever sponsor us, ever.
No.
Ever.
Can we have our own brand of ice cream?
That'd be awesome.
Emulate this.
What would it taste like? Balls?
What would it taste like?
What would it taste like?
It would taste like how this room smells when we're all done recording.
Oh, that'd be awful.
It smells delicious.
Basically balls. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of a good joke about, what was your beer show called? Good Friends, Good Beer?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something horrendous? What was it?
What was it?
It should be our ice cream.
Good Video Games, Good.
Yeah, see? Now,
emulate this.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Terrible.
Pixel Pimp ice cream.
Pixel Pimp.
You don't see a lot. You don't see the word pimp a lot in the grocery store. No,
they should use it more. It would grab it.
It would definitely.
Attention.
Yeah, it would pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was looking for
pimp!
A pumpkin pie and I saw pimp, I'd be like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Mike, how you doing?
Super.
Super. Super. Mike's got the Pink Floyd shirt on.
Yep.
All right. All right. We have a good show. Later on, we're going to do some of our shitty game Pollyanna.
Oh, yeah.
Where we play a real crap game.
I enjoy this segment quite a bit.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
As painful as it is while I'm doing it, it's still fun to...
It's better to come back here and talk about it. It's really rough to play those games.
It is.
You can appreciate, because we're all from Philadelphia. We're all really rabid dogs. We like to twist knives in people, make them suffer. So as long as I know that the guy who I assigned a shit game is suffering, if not more than I am, I actually can stand my game a little better.
Who had Wall Street Kid?
I did.
Yeah, that's brutal.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And every one of these games has awful music, and that just drives a knife
in. Oh, yeah, everyone is poison.
Yeah, the ALF game. That song is burned into my brain.
I was assigned ALF. And that's
horrible.
You remember Alf? Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Don't.
He's back.
I like Alf.
Yeah.
I mean, Alf. I wish Alf came back.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Netflix will buy Alf one day.
They should.
Someday.
Was that ever on Netflix?
It might have. It's on Hulu right now.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Right.
It's on Hulu right now. You can watch both seasons.
Hmm.
If, you know, you have nothing better to do with your life. You have to go buy 1,000 other better things on Hulu to get to Alf.
You know what I always wanted when I was a kid? I wanted an Alf Small Wonder crossover show. I think they would mesh nicely together.
That would have worked.
What, you mean if they hated each other?
No. If they were all in the same show, intertwined together.
If Alf and Vicky met
Alf
up.
And Vicky met, I think worlds would collide.
Yeah, I don't think they would get along.
I don't think they'd get along at all, and I think that would be top grade entertainment.
Because Alf's a mess. Vicky likes to keep stuff clean.
Yeah, she's a fucking robot. She's annoying.
I don't think that would work.
I feel like, well, he's an alien. He must have great technology. I mean, he flew to the other planet for Christ's sake.
He could rewire her as a sex robot.
I kind of feel like...
How about it?
Now we're talking.
I was not going that way, but maybe, I don't know, him and Jamie got something going on. Who knows? But
yeah.
I was actually thinking that he would actually use Vicky to kill cats, and then he would consume the cats.
Wow, that's a great idea.
He
could put attachments on her, like a freaking rocket launcher or an assault rifle or something.
I think this is the beginning of Skynet.
This is awesome. We're on to something here.
Alf's the nicest alien I would ever want to see. Like, he's
he smells. I know he smells.
Yeah?
I don't even have to meet him. I know he smells. Even the puppet probably reeks.
Right.
Can
you imagine being in that thing?
All day under those hot lights filming that? Oh, my God.
They must have had multiple costumes, right? I mean, they couldn't use the same one every time. Once it started to smell like asshole, he had to change it.
Yeah, I don't know if you could throw it in the washer.
It's a puppet. And then once in a while, they'd have like a child or something in the boots. Like, you would see his feet walking, and it'd be creepy. That's some really creepy shit when you see like his legs moving.
Yeah, you're right.
It's really creepy. It's disturbing.
It is. One of the things I always, when I used to watch Alf when I was a kid, I always went, he had nice hair for... He had that nice hair,
comb over.
I don't have any hair.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, it might be. Is Maybelline? Is that
maybe
for hair?
Maybe she's got it. I don't know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, maybe that's that makeup. I don't know.
Maybelline is makeup.
He had a nice hair thing going, almost like Conan.
Maybelline, isn't it for eyes, or is it for everything?
Maybelline. Oh, is that is it shampoo?
I don't know.
Or shampoo
I thought
your
it
eyes.
Was.
Why would shampoo your eyes?
What?
No. What?
No.
Mask.
I think he's right. Mascara.
All right.
Mascara.
Oh, right.
Eyeliner.
There you go.
Is that what it's called? What's mascara? What's the difference? Mascara or eyeliner? Same thing,
I think.
Is it really?
I think so.
Are you guys ready for the mailbag?
Mailbag.
Hit it, Vicky.
More than ever.
Let's do it.
When you control the mail, you control information.
So emulate this mailbag.
All right. We have an email from John.
What's up, right. John?
John hasn't, he doesn't have a nickname, so I guess he's never wrote in
before. I'm ready.
We'll get one.
I'm ready.
All right. He has a question about backwards compatibility.
Mm.
All right. He says, hey guys, stumbled upon your podcast a few weeks ago and I'm completely hooked.
Awesome.
Here's to many more seasons of Banner. Now, my question. I'm working my way back into gaming after missing out on many of the recent gen consoles, PS2, PS3, Xbox, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. What is the best combination of backwards compatible consoles to invest in that will maximize exposure to the essential titles of the past 10 to 15 years? For reference, my wife and I currently own a PS4, a Wii, and a 3DS. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Well, the PS4 is useless.
Yeah, for backwards compatibility.
For backwards compatibility, it is. The PS3 through Homebrew, and it's assuming it's jailbroken, you can play probably about 60% of the library.
Right,
PS2 games.
Right, but that's not an easy thing to
get
your hands on.
But you can find jailbroken Cobra firmware our custom firmware PS3s. I mean, I have one. I mean, they're there. You can play that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The best stock one for backwards compatibility is the PS2. I mean, the PS2 can play the entire PS2 library, obviously, because it's the platform.
Right.
And the PS1 library.
Right.
True.
It's like 90%, isn't it?
I think it's more. It's not every game.
No, it's not every
game. The ones you want to play.
Right.
You know, and the, you know, there were a lot of the original Xbox games that were backwards compatible with the 360. But now I think I looked at the list the other day. I forget. There's hundreds of backwards compatible games for the Xbox One from the 360 now.
Yes.
Not quite as many as the PS2.
They've gotten into some the original Xbox
games
as well. But for a while it was only like 6 games, and now I think that it's like 25 or 20. I don't know the number.
Backward compatible games?
Of the original Xbox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, it's up there somewhere. But I mean, as a whole, there's hundreds.
What system do you think has more kind of like essential titles that you should... I guess more important exclusive titles to that system.
Well, a PS2 is a pain in the ass to hook up nowadays because it just never looks right.
Right.
Like you need a frame meister.
Yep, yeah.
You need to sell a kidney and then find someone who knows someone who, because they only make like a couple frame meisters like a decade. Like,
right.
They're not mass produced. That's why they're like $400.
I still think the 360, as far as content's concerned, is that generation and just the titles that came out around then. I think that's the highlight.
I would turn this question on its head and say the 360.
Yeah.
Forget backwards compatibility with the Xbox One. The 360 is dirt cheap. People are throwing them out. Like they're everywhere. $50 for an Xbox 360. If you haven't played anything in the last 15 years, I would go right to Xbox 360. Yeah. Just get one directly. The games are dirt cheap.
Right.
They're dirt cheap. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere. People are throwing them out. They can't wait to get rid of them. So many great games from that.
There were.
From that life. And again, the vast majority of games from that generation are dual console, so it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
Unlike Uncharted, that's only for the the PS3.
Right.
And PS4 too, but those PlayStation exclusive.
Right.
Many of that, like Red Dead or the Grand Theft Autos they're not console exclusives. So you can play them on either one. The Wii is kind of a joke system. I don't play it, but it does support the GameCube. And I don't know the percentage, but it's a huge library of the GameCube.
Hmm.
But again, GameCube is one of those things where they're all over and they're dirt cheap. The Wii destroyed the GameCube. It really did because it was backwards compatible. And you can hack a Wii through 100% software. You don't need to go to anyone who does like soldering and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And through the homebrew, you could play a huge library of games on a Wii. But the Wii's not high def, so it's kind of like the PlayStation.
It looks blocky.
Same problem. It's kind of like, I'm kind of slumming it. I don't need to.
Right.
I don't know how often I would play it.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, though, you can't go wrong with a Raspberry Pi. If you don't have one,
right,
you need one.
You
can play, again, all the consoles. You can play PC games. You can play DOS games. You can play ports of PC games. You can play CD-based games. It's region-free. I mean, you can't go wrong for a kid is like $80. Can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong.
I agree.
And you don't need to do the UI changes. You can just do the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Add those ROMs and the BIOS for the few systems that require them. And you're in business.
Can you do a Dreamcast on the Pi?
You can, but it's real shit. There's a known memory leak, so the games will boot up and they'll get slower and slower choppier and choppier the longer you play.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel Capcom 2 will boot up, and it's called I think it's like something cast. I can't remember the name. It's like Rei Cast or something cast. I took it off. I don't use it. It doesn't play well. Dreamcast is a system. It's another one. Like they're not as rare. You can find them, and they're you can play hacks right off, not hacks. Play bootleg copies right off that.
Speaking of, last episode you didn't get to get out the ROM site that you liked. You got distracted.
My preferred choice so far is fine. It's it's Edge emulation.
Like
the edge of a cliff. EDGE.
And that hasn't been affected by Nintendo's bulldozing at the moment?
Not yet. I kind of feel like Nintendo... can't go on forever. They're going to lose interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a waste of time and money. It doesn't matter. The Hydra you can't kill the Hydra.
Right.
Can't do it. Mm. So
they're just maybe flexing muscles right now.
Well, I know, it's my understanding that they're now getting very serious about starting their own Netflix style. I don't remember what it's called.
Like streaming?
It's not streaming. It's a subscription service where you can play retro games. But I'm sure it's a joke. I bet you it's like 25 games.
Right.
And it doesn't support.
They already sold.
People are like, "Oh, well, the Netflix model for video games will be awesome." Except Netflix, I mean, I love Netflix and Hulu and even Amazon Prime, but like, they're not great. They're
there
not
aren't
archives.
Any movies on there that yeah, you want to see.
They're not archives.
Yeah. I could flip through fucking Netflix for an hour yeah. and not find something
there's
I want
so
to watch.
There's so many bullshit documentaries.
Really?
You know, like, and not good documentaries. Not like, you know, like History Channel or Discovery Channel documentaries.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the hour long where
people say that that's going to yeah. be.
There's no information that you're really getting.
That's an ideal model. And that may be an ideal model for regular monetary funds from a user base if you're the, you know, the actual platform holder. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like Netflix, again, Mike makes a great point. It's not an archive. There's tons of shit that they're missing.
Right.
Or like it just disappears one day and you'll never see it again. Like the
never comes back.
I will never forgive them for taking the 18 off. I will never forgive you, Netflix. Never. Never. I want trash bags. And if you know that reference, write in. I want some trash bags. Season one, baby.
All right, on to the next
one. Oh,
email.
I didn't give his name.
Oh, yeah, he needs a nickname. Oh, well, he likes backwards compatibility.
So. Oh, wow, that's easy.
Something referencing backwards or history.
Marty McFly.
Who was the guy in
Doc Brown.
I was just thinking that, Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Doc Brown. I like it, but I don't love it.
Okay, well, maybe the doctor then.
Rufus?
It has to be...
Rufus from Bill and Ted.
Yeah, Rufus went back
from
in time.
How about the flux capacitor?
Oh, he is from the future. That doesn't
ooh,
work.
Ooh, the flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
We call him Flux.
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 Your name's Flux.
Flux it is.
Flux.
Good nickname.
Flux me. Flux you.
Flux rhymes with fox.
Like that.
Fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
That's not funny, but it's funny because the way Mike said it, like the delivery is deadpan. It's great. Flux rhymes with fox, motherfucker.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, we do.
Got another email here. This guy's name is Chris, and he wrote in before because he has a nickname. He's the High Priest.
The High Priest. Welcome back, Chris.
That's an Eric name.
Welcome back.
I forget
that's
what he
right.
asked about before. But anyway.
He must have complimented me because I gave him quite the name.
He has a lofty
name.
I
think
he... Yeah, he does.
Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, he has a question about golf games. He said on your last show...
Love golf games.
...that you did, you use golf scoring and golf talk to play the trivia game, which was an incredible game, if I don't say so myself.
You don't.
Right? And it got him thinking, how many great golf games there are out there and how little they get talked about on
absolutely.
Gaming podcasts.
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. a great comment. That's why he's the High Priest.
And correct. He continues, correct. I love that little Neo Geo Turfmasters reference. It's on the green.
On the green.
Yeah, would love to hear you guys kick around all the golf games that you have played and which ones you think are worth playing. Keep up the awesome work. The High Priest.
That's a show.
Like on NES, though, they're a little rough.
Yeah, they're not.
I don't see.
I mean, Jack Nicklaus. I mentioned
like.
On in the email I sent back to him, I mentioned Jack Nicklaus, which is okay.
It's passable.
But the problem is that each hole takes like 20 seconds to load up.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, but it is, it's totally playable. Yeah. And I think it's on the Super Nintendo as well.
I think
the same exact game.
It's
just 16.
Yeah, it's fun
with just 16
people.
Bits.
There are probably, I don't know, 70 golf games if you count like everything up until like the PS1 era.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic I wanted to do that we haven't got around to. We haven't had another planning one.
We got the Ryder Cup.
We're
going to
do a golf show
soon, so we should do a golf show.
We're going to do a golf show. This is that's a great fan comment.
Yeah.
That's our suggestion. My personal favorite, other than Neo Turf Masters, for an actual, not an arcade style golf game like Golden Tee, I'm a big fan of the Super Nintendo, Walleye? I had that when I was a kid. That's a fun one.
I think I know what you're talking about. I
can't remember the name. I think it's something like that. That's a really fun one. But Neo Turf Masters. I mean, that is just a pick up and just turn off your brain and just
that's a blast.
Enjoy it. It's such a fun game. It's fun for so many reasons. It's just the weird jazz music that doesn't fit.
Just like the arcade
the
feel.
The English.
Like weird.
Well, it takes the work out of it. Like, it's more about the fun, unlike, say, Tiger Woods, which I enjoy.
I was going to say.
The simulation aspects about the rolling and the way
awesome.
The green goes and the elevation and all this other stuff. Like,
that game, if you can't go out and golf, that's your next best bet.
Tiger Woods 2012 Masters Edition is my favorite golf game of all time. I think it got everything. It couldn't be better. I don't know what else you could do to tweak that game to make it better.
And they have the feature in that where it's the best master shots of all time. Like at the Masters. And you're put in that position to make the shot. Like the Phil Mickelson, like from the Pines.
Yeah. And it's intense because the heartbeat's going. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Controller shaking.
Cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, I love creating a character in that game that cracks me up, and it almost makes me laugh when I'm on my backswing and I fuck up shots. Then I'll give my guy a fucked up voice, and he'll be like, oh, come on!
He's 400 pounds.
Even the cartoony golf games, like Kirby's Golf, it's like chip fun. And putt, that's a very fun game. Mm-hmm. Or the Mario Golf games for the GameCube era. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just called Mario Golf.
Yeah.
They're really fun games.
Golf in GTA 5 is fun.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
There were so many times where I didn't play the game for like 2 hours. Right. And there was once where I think I mentioned it on the GTA 5 show where I walked the fucking course.
Right.
I was just drinking and walking the fucking course and it was great.
One of the worst golf games is probably one of the first ones I ever played. It's just golf.
For
the NES.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Well, with Mario.
You don't know how far you're hitting the ball. You don't know how far your clubs go. It is impossible.
I'm not sure.
It's one of the worst games I ever played.
I feel like they're missing feedback. Like you don't have any ways to judge. You're exactly right. There's no way to gauge.
Yeah.
It does what it wants too, because it gives you, the, like, the way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
So you situate yourself to counter that, and it doesn't fucking work.
Don't do it.
Like, anytime. It's like, all right, well, I'll just go a little bit. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Your ball still, and you hit it, you know, when you've hit the correct ball, and it still doesn't work. But golf on the Game Boy is garbage too, and it's very similar to, because the only reason I know this is because I had it as a kid, but it's very similar to golf on the NES.
Okay,
Your Mario. It's shit. Hmm. But check out golf on the Atari 2600.
I never played it.
I'm sure that's rough.
I never played it. My parents loved me. So.
But there was also like the PGA Tour, and that was for the 16-bit systems. Mm-hmm. I had it on PC.
We had a PC Jack Nicklaus Golden Bear game.
How was that?
In like the mid-90s. It was awesome.
What, it was like a digitized golfer? Was that kind of look?
Yeah. You could build your own course.
Ooh.
It was very ahead of its time. Very ahead of its time.
What was this called?
Yeah, I want to say it was like Jack Nicklaus Golden Bear or something or whatever, but it was like a mid-90s game for PC. I can't remember if it was Windows or DOS-based. I want to say it's Windows-based.
Okay.
And, you could build your own course. It was way ahead of its time.
Mm.
I used to have a blast. I never even played the fucking game. I just build courses.
That's like Excitebike.
That's a great.
Never actually played Excitebike.
Right. High Priest has a name. This is a show. We don't know the date at this point, but we're going to do a
topic.
Golf show.
High Priest, as usual.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole topic.
Thank you for writing it.
Looking at the board over there, what's going on?
I wanted to try to do a little pan thing, but then I was afraid I was going to fuck up
a lot of shit now.
So I stopped.
We're into the Odyssey now, Mike. There's no turning back.
All right, the Odyssey is dark.
That's right.
Dank.
It only took 3 seasons for Mike to be like Judgment. Did the Judgment execution? He's like, I don't know. I'll fuck it up. No, before Mike would have been gun-ho, like slapping it with like a mitten, just throwing every key at once.
Well, you know what? I'm only 3 beers in, so
okay.
We got a long show to go.
We'll see what happens.
It's not a race.
Even I'm drinking tonight. I left my heroin at home, so Rory was nice enough to lend me a Hefeweizen. I can't pronounce any of that. It's so German, but it's delicious.
Hefeweizen.
It's grapefruit. It's lovely.
Bottoms up.
Yeah,
Rory, what have you been playing?
So I'm kind of embarrassed, but I'm not embarrassed. Do you ever feel like that?
Yes.
Every day of my life.
So
as long as it's not Barbie.
For shits and giggles.
Shit.
Is it Barbie, Rory?
It is not Barbie.
Okay,
no. It's
good.
Skipper, her little sister. Let's start.
Nice.
I was literally just playing Barbie.
I noticed. I saw you.
Yeah.
You're not ashamed. We know you're not.
No.
I actually have been playing the original Dark Souls New Game Plus.
Here we go.
Motherfucker.
You know what? Hold on a second before you get into this.
God,
so
man.
How long have we gone without Dark Souls talk?
It's like 3 or 4 episodes. Do you think it's been long enough, or should we make them?
I think you need to be on a 5-episode limit.
Yeah.
But proceed.
I will briefly talk. You guys don't want to fucking
You can't
hear
do anything briefly with Dark Souls. You're going to talk for 25 fucking minutes. We're going to have to fucking turn your mic off.
We're going to end the show.
God damn it.
While you're doing that, I'm going to work on this panning thing now.
So, New Game Plus. Obviously, I beat the game. And I thought, you know, I don't have a lot of extended time to start a new game. Another grand adventure, as they say. And so I thought, well, I'll just, like, use all my new gear on the earlier bosses to see how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And New Game Plus, the guys have more life. I believe you don't do any more damage, and I don't think they hit any harder, but they have more life. So it kind of equalizes your new powerful gear that's all maxed out.
Uh-huh.
So a guy that would have taken, like, say, 3 hits now takes 6. So I flew through the game. I beat every boss with all the areas again, 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. It says same game.
On New Game
same
Plus.
Game, no, on New Game Plus. So it's harder. It's a harder difficulty.
But you played it, though.
I've already played it. Well, right. I mean, I didn't want to start a new game. I had family in, so I didn't have as much time to play.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, I was using a different weapon. I was using a plus five Black Knight.
Long story short, this has been fucking 6 months of this stuff.
I'm Mike. I'm faking it. I'm faking being indignant because I need conversation. I'm a great actor. I'm Mike. I'm three beers in.
Four.
Still not gay.
You wish. It's like 12, Mike. All right. Anyway. Using a Black Knight axe, a great axe.
Is that two-handed then?
It's most of the time I'm doing two-handed.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the game in 10 hours because there's no need to grind anymore. My shit's already maximum gears. It's just going zone, right. Boss, right. Zone, boss, zone, right. Boss. I wrecked everything.
Hmm.
It was actually really enjoyable, like just going there.
I'm just
going
to say, did you have fun doing this?
Yes, because you flip the power fantasy from you being weak to you being ridiculous. Like they need the extra damage because you're fucking right. Like the Asylum Demon, I didn't even go into the tunnel like you're supposed to. The first boss,
mm-hmm.
I just took the double hand axe hit him three times. He fucking fell every
three?
Time.
Three, damn.
It was probably like five, but right. Like I mean, like I didn't even do what the intended because I already have shit that's better than his shit.
Right.
You know, I immediately after that, I leave the asylum. I immediately go back to the asylum and do the flame demon, the one you know. I
from the bridge.
No, I went back to the asylum and fought the flame demon again.
Okay.
I did it all out. I did a lot out of order, sequence breaking because it wasn't.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at this one. I have all the gear. Mm-hmm. It's all maxed out. I have all the rings. About 10 hours total. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun to play the game. Really more on your own terms, but like,
mm-hmm.
Not give a fuck.
We're not worried about dying.
No.
But that's what I mean. That's how fast that game is. If you know.
If you knew where everything was like I did, you knew all the traps, all of the – this is an optional area to get a ring that I no longer need because I already have it.
Yeah, 10 hours.
It was about 10 hours to fly through everything and just whip ass. And that was over like a week, you know, an hour here, an hour here. Yeah.
Right.
It was fun to just whip people's asses, so I'll leave it there. I'm not going to do New Game Plus Plus. I believe it goes up to six, and then it's
oh my
six
god,
or seven, yeah,
yeah, and it's going to stop. I have to play something else. Like,
you do.
I actually took it off the hard drive. I was like, I can't play this right now. I'm done.
Let's get it. Because
I actually, I started back up. Right. I beat Gwyn, the last boss. I beat him, and then the game starts over again, and you're at the asylum, and I'm like, well, fuck. Should I just kick this guy's ass? And that's how it starts.
Oh, my God.
And then you're like, oh, it's only another 5-minute walk to the next boss. Should I kick his ass? And that's how it started. It snowballed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it. Take it away.
What do you have? Do you have anything in mind?
Specifically?
For next minute?
I have to play Shadow of Mordor. I borrowed that from Eric from, I feel like, a year ago, and I'm like, tomorrow. No more tomorrow. It's like, I'm doing Shadow of War.
Mordor.
What would I say? War?
Yeah.
I mean, Mordor, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow of Mordor. I got to give it back to Eric. I'm like Ryan. I'm criticizing Ryan for taking shit and never giving it back, and I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So. Got a whole drawer full with shit I never gave back.
Mm.
A bunch of fucking games I never played.
Yeah,
have Rory's collection. Yeah.
He's got all the NES games back in the day.
I took Ryan's Bionic Commando. Fuck you, Ryan.
I'm in public storage. I just store all my shit that I'm hiding.
He's got games worth like... He's got Panic Restaurant. It's like fucking $500.
He's got Nintendo World Championship.
Yes.
All right. How about you?
I've been playing Mario Kart 64. I love Mario Kart in all its forms.
Mm. Right.
It's almost as good as the SNES game. And I don't know whether that's because I spent more time with that. I will say, I think the 64 game is more challenging if you compare them together because in like the 50cc and 100cc races on the SNES, it seems like you can't lose. Like you could run into a wall and still win. Whereas even in the 50cc.
I feel you drive faster in the Super Nintendo, the original.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the 64, if you make one mistake, you lose.
Yeah.
Or they like cheat. They get cheap with you. Like you could make no mistakes and then all of a sudden they get a power burst at the very end.
Yeah,
and
the N64, they, and the other ones after this, they invented something where like they just appear behind you.
Right.
You could hit
out of
them
nowhere.
And they immediately come back within like 10 seconds, they're right back on your ass.
Correct.
There's no point to even hitting them because
the red shells
back.
Are stupid. Yeah, it's almost no point. Also, another weird thing about the 64 version is there's no music.
There's not?
No, during the races, no. All you hear is the engine. And then if somebody gets the star.
I never noticed that.
No, you hit the C buttons. You can turn it on, off, or low.
Nuh-uh.
There's three options. Yes, I swear
the
to
music?
God. There's music in the N64
there's
one.
Music
in
fuck,
it.
Why? Yeah, I was playing it. I'm going, well, why don't I remember
You must
the
hit
music?
A C button and never hit it again.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
The nice thing about
okay,
that
well,
game.
That changes everything.
It's played.
This is the greatest game
oh
ever.
Oh, my God. It's better now. Yeah.
It's one of the few games on the Pi that's playable.
Yeah, well,
because
yeah.
The controls are simple.
The 64.
Yeah, you don't use all the buttons.
Yeah, you right. can't play like GoldenEye or Perfect
but the
Dark.
The N64 itself is a system
with a PlayStation
that really
controller.
Is not emulated well yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially on the Pi, which is so low power.
Well, the Mario 64 plays pretty good, and then
well, the
Mario
ones that are
Kart
on
64 plays pretty
the
good.
Ones that are on our Pi, I know well, work well. Like yeah. there's so many games that they don't even, either they're not going to their startup or they'll crash. Like the Mario yeah. parties, unfortunately, all crash
mm.
all yeah. the time. Like you'll be playing like 10 minutes into a board, and then and that's it.
Yeah,
black screen of death.
I love Wario too.
Oh,
I'm not gonna
asshole.
Lie.
He's such an
he
asshole.
Adds so yeah. much to that to the Mario Kart. Yeah. I'm not gonna win. Like uh-huh. I just fucking hate him, but I'm always him. He's the
he's
character
the
I pick every time. I love him because he's such a dick.
And you hit someone else with a shell.
Oh,
or
he's such
yeah.
a yeah. He's such an asshole.
I'm gonna win.
I'm a Wario. I'm gonna win.
Mike, how about you?
Well, I finished South Park: Stick of Truth.
Nice,
great game.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Maybe the best combat.
Yeah.
Or that style combat game I've ever played.
Turn-based, yeah. Best, yeah.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's... I mean, I know it's turn-based.
Right.
And I think we talked
though.
About this a little bit on that show where I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about it again. But it's like a weird turn-based
yeah.
Combat. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like it's almost like interactive. So it may... And each character is different. I hung out with Stan most of the time. I like the sword weapons.
They have a respawn time on your attack, right? It's not you hit me and then I'll hit you. You hit me. They each have... So you're almost constantly attacking with a different character, right?
Well, right. And each character's different.
Right.
So, correct. Like, if you're Butters and you're doing, like he does, like, a hammer thing
mm-hmm.
where you have to wait for lightning to hit your hammer and then you have to hit A right away. Or
right.
if you're Stan, every time Stan will spin around
yeah.
and then every time Stan flashes, you hit A, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Even, like, the power attacks, each one's different. It is surprisingly deep. Like, the whole
yeah. –
like, if you're not a fan of South Park, you're probably not going to find the game funny.
Right.
But as an actual RPG and as an actual just a you know fucking video game,
more than right. serviceable.
It's really good.
Yeah.
There's like there's yeah. like all the fucking fart techniques and shit like that that you have to do to get through things, and not only that, like ways when you're in like I don't know what you would want to call what you'd want to call
they're
like the overworld.
They're environmental
yes.
things you can sidestep fights and get
so you don't actually have to fight, and when you do that, you
yeah.
still get experience points.
You get mm-hmm. more there's experience like, for doing the traps.
Oh, do you really?
You
I never knew.
The game wants you to do the traps.
Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh, that's right. You don't have to grind at
no.
all.
I just put it on easy and tapped A the whole time because
I
wasn't about to deal with that.
I was captivated the entire
but
time.
Even,
oh, absolutely.
I love
absolutely.
Even on normal, like so I ended up I fought Man Bear Pig actually after I beat the
Man
game.
Bear Pig is alive.
It's really hard to say that like with a straight face. Man yeah. Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig. I finished him after I beat the game and
he's
it was
the toughest boss in the game.
It was easy as shit, dude. It was easy as shit. Because I had like a ridiculous weapon.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't have to do any water balloons or anything
the
like that.
Water balloon stops him from healing.
He'll
heal all the time.
Yeah.
And he does, he goes, rawr.
Rawr.
Man, bear, pig. I invented the internet.
The other cool thing about the game is you can soup up your weapons. Like, so you can have, and you get like these patches or strap-ons.
Yeah.
And like, so these things, like if you have a sword, okay, well, it's not just a sword. Like you can add something to it that will either, help the rest of your party out or make the sword, you know, a fire fucking thing or whatever. Great game.
You can put a bleed effect on it.
Yes.
Like Dark Souls.
Hey,
gotta go. I'm walking here.
I'd have to put him like my top 20 games
you talk
ever
funny.
Played.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
top 20
games I've ever played.
All right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that.
Game. It's fun.
How about Canada, huh? Is Canada that
oh,
great?
Oh, my God. And they go back to the old retro style. It's awesome. Canada is like in the style of NES.
It's like an NES game. There's like, you can see bears on the overworld. They're all pixelated and shit.
The one when you try to re-enter canon, the guy's like, "Hey, buddy, you need a pass." Oh, you already got one. Okay, I don't really care. Just
like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, great game. If you haven't played it, I'd highly recommend this one. And it's short. It's very,
yeah.
very short.
Yeah, it's cheap. Not long at all.
Took me 10 hours.
Mm.
Yeah,
I got mine. I got a copy of it, a digital copy bundled with the last one. The fractured butthole.
Yeah,
I got a digital code for it, and that game was $24. Mm. You know, I guess a year after it was released.
Did you play that fractured butthole?
Not yet. It's on my list to play.
Did you play that one?
No, I haven't played it yet. No.
Well, fuck you, buddy.
I have to play it, buddy.
Fuck you, buddy.
Bombs ready, buddy.
Bombs ready, buddy.
I haven't been playing too much lately because of work and everything. So I've been dabbling.
You want to talk about
games?
But you know what, buddy?
I've been watching, like TV shows and YouTube.
Here we go.
Do you guys remember a show?
I hope it's so not video game related, what you're about to say.
Is it Small Wonder?
No, I hope it's not.
It's not. It's not.
It's not about video games?
Not really, no. No, not at all. What am I saying?
Oh, all right.
Do you guys remember Cookin' Cheap?
What?
No.
But they make shit in the microwave.
Yeah. There was a show.
Oh, Cooking Cheap.
Yeah, there was a show.
C-H-E-A-P.
Yeah. Like late 80s when we were kids.
Not sheep.
I thought you said
early 90s.
Like the wool animal? No.
There was a show with these two guys, right? They weren't even cooks. But they had like this public access.
What the fuck is going on?
They had a public access show.
This was an actual show. My dad watched it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they had a like a set, right? They weren't even real cooks. And what they would do is they would get people to write in, like old ladies or whatever, but they wouldn't use real ingredients. They would only use boxed and canned stuff.
Okay.
And because it was Cooking Cheap. Because they couldn't, you know, they had a budget. And they would literally go to the supermarket on their own and have to make this.
Own, no
and they
way.
Weren't, they didn't know how to do anything. Sometimes they didn't have the right ingredient. And they were like, oh, we'll just substitute whatever.
Pepper.
They would microwave food.
They wouldn't
care. They would microwave food on the air.
Wow.
And you would watch them microwave the food.
That, and that's the fucking show.
Yeah. No, but what they would do is.
And you were watching this?
Oh, yeah, because I remember watching
voluntarily?
It.
Voluntarily? Like,
if I was home from school.
Really? I was going to say, is it good?
It was like.
Oh, no, it's awful. When you start watching
but
it,
it's a trash fire.
Nostalgia awful.
It's a trash fire.
Oh, it's so bad, it's good.
It's like how our show is.
So
like
bad, it's
much.
Good.
Yeah, it's
so
like it's good. It is. It's almost like that. Where it's just
that's the best compliment we've ever gotten. Yeah. Your show's so bad, it's good.
Like I'm not kidding.
I love it.
Like we lapped ourselves, and we somehow became good.
Right,
that bad.
And sometimes the one guy would be like, "Oh, we need a pear," and be like, "Well, we don't. I forgot to get pears." And we're like, "Well, let's just use a potato." Like that's what they
that's
would do.
Similar.
And
that
honestly,
doesn't make any sense.
No.
Start with P.
And then what they would do is at the end of the show, there was like a table. So they would go over to the table and they would both sit down and they would eat what they made. They both made two different things.
Okay.
And they made like a full meal.
So they used the same ingredients, but they each made a different meal.
No, they make different things. Like somebody would be making some kind of casserole, right? But it's all boxed.
They would make multiple dishes.
And then they would taste it. They would just go, if it was awful, they would just go, ah, this is awful.
Should have used pears instead of potatoes because they're nowhere near the same fucking thing.
You got to check it out. And they do a thing where they
I got to check this
out. They dress up like women sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What were the women called? Remember
Bosom buddies.
No, they dressed up like two old ladies on a rocking chair, and that was like a side thing they did.
I don't remember the name of that, but I know what you're talking.
It was called Cookin' Cheap, the show. So
what did you see this on?
YouTube.
So you actually YouTube. You looked for it.
Yeah, I looked for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness!
It just popped in my head. I was watching. I was watching Ozark. And
so you could have been playing World War II.
Something remind me of it in Ozark.
Yeah.
What?
How far are you?
You could
in
have
World
been
War
playing
II?
World
have
War
you been
II.
Playing it
remember
or?
That?
No, because it's the commitment thing.
Yeah, the whole hour.
Well,
it's really rough.
I just haven't had time. I watched
Cooking
Fucking
Ozark.
Sheep. I did the whole season of Ozark.
Wait, Ozark, is that the one with
Jason
the cartoon?
Bateman.
You had time for that?
Yeah.
You didn't have time
Well, you don't
for
have to do
time?
Anything, though.
Oh, my
Sometimes
God.
Sometimes playing video games is taxing.
No.
It's not easy substituting potatoes for pears. Right?
No,
I'm telling
clearly.
You.
They literally
Wait, no,
microwave.
I'm sorry.
That
Ozark
sounds stressful.
Is Ozark the one with the cartoon?
No.
Is that
Ozark,
that one?
Jason Bateman,
Jason
and he goes to the Ozarks, and he's a money launderer.
But the Ozark.
What's that one with the cartoon?
He cooks meth?
You think of F is Family with that?
No, that's a funny show.
That's Bill Burr. I don't know.
He's a cartoon, but everyone else is live action.
Oh, the one with John Candy. Wasn't he in a cartoon?
No.
Roger Rabbit.
No, it's new. It was on last year. And that's something like Ozark.
Small Wonder.
Whatever.
Alf.
But anyway, yeah. Check out Cooking Cheap if you want
to. Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, if you
want
to fucking slit your wrist.
I know. It's
check out Cooking Cheap.
It's
so
a
bad.
Hot trash
it's,
fire.
It's so bad. It's good.
Yeah. It's a hot trash fire.
That's quite the recommendation.
You start up an episode, you're not turning it off.
Yeah, you're going to be
you're
like,
not turning it off.
So it's like Troll 2, the best worst movie ever made.
Yeah.
Kind of like
is.
That.
It's
oh.
better than
there aren't any trolls.
But they knew it was bad. Cooking Cheap, guys. They knew it was a shit.
Oh, see, they knew it.
And they would just be like, this is an awful fucking show.
What's really good is
what channel was it on?
It was on like
Public Access.
Public Access. It was like 48. It was one of the air channels when we were kids.
Surprise.
Like, if I was homesick, right, I would just be like, I'd put that on. I'd be like 18 and. Where was I going with this?
Cool story.
good
bro.
Question, man. Where were you going with this?
Remember
I did dabble. I played one game I dabbled in, and I'm not a big fan of it. I know it's a great game. Everyone loves it on the Sega CD. Snatcher.
It's terrible. I hate that game.
I don't like it.
Game.
I thought it was better. I thought it would be better.
It's stupid.
It's point and click.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not really. It's
it's an investigation. It's Blade Runner, but Sega CD.
It's Kojima. I have a certain
I kept having to ask people questions, though.
I have
Metal Gear guy?
Mystery. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's a mystery. You have to ask them questions.
Yeah, but
you
have to ask them too many questions. Like, I would talk to somebody, right? And then they would go, well, you know, they have more stuff to tell you.
Right.
The game is
But why would I have to why would I think to go back?
The game well that's
after
the,
I already talked to them. Like why would I they already mm-hmm. answered everything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, well, they have more to say.
Right.
Right. So then you gotta ask them.
So why didn't they just say it all
just
right?
Say it right. Why do I have to ask the same question again? Yeah, they asked the same fucking question again.
Yeah. The
for them to give you
Are you sure you didn't have to wait for the response?
It's about
no,
the story.
I was waiting for everything.
It's about the story.
Yeah, there's no game there.
You don't play the game.
Which is fine.
I mean you play that type of game for the story, for the adventure, not for the actual challenge of the segments per se.
It's like LA Noir.
It's exactly like an early LA Noir.
Mm.
Just exactly nowhere near as well done.
Yeah, it's primitive.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the game. It's about 10 hours long.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-hour...
Is it that long?
Series. Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, if you got to watch the videos, you got to know what the fuck they're talking about.
That's part of the problem. I don't have time for that.
You don't
really.
Have to... You got to watch Cooking Cheap, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
For sure.
Hey, remember our show, guys? We're like
all
an hour
let's get
in.
Back,
Video
let's get
games,
back to the,
what the fuck?
Let's get back to brass tacks here. You want to get on with the shitmas?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Shitty Pollyanna.
Who's going first? Should I just go? I got a list right here. Should I
just do the music?
Go right down.
Let's make sure
this. Oh, we got music for this.
Well, each video game.
Oh, it sounds like Gilligan's Island.
Let's everybody be quiet. Just listen to this.
Soak this in. Sounds very tropical.
This is where it gets really good.
Oh yeah.
This is what Ted Bundy hears in his head.
Bridge.
Listen to those water effects. Wow, that's incredible.
You didn't get the warthog running around sound?
This is Mike's.
This is my game.
This is Mike's game.
This was given to me by Eric.
Mm-hmm.
The Adventures of Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
On the NES.
The funny thing... It could have been worse.
It could have been. I was real nice. You gave me fucking Ghostbusters.
How would it be worse?
But I'm trying to mend things here where we don't totally
hate each
psychologically
other?
Fuck each other up. Okay, like Rory did to me this time.
Oh, so, yeah, I got Eric.
We'll get to that. This is. I'm never gonna fucking forget this. I'm sorry, Mike.
No. So this is Gilligan's Island. This is the Adventures.
Correct.
This is the Adventures of Gilligan's Island.
Right. Let's get it.
When I went onto the Pi to look for Gilligan's Island, I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to Google
it's on
Gilligan's Island NES.
Oh.
And it was the Adventures of Gilligan's Island.
I put it in the right name. It's the Adventures.
Yeah.
So
what are these adventures? I'm sure everyone's asking.
Well,
what are the adventures? The adventures are you have to build a hut because a storm is coming.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh,
wait, was
wow.
that the entire game?
That is.
There's actually six episodes. That's why it's the adventures.
Oh.
I thought there's six. I thought there was four.
Maybe there's four.
I think
there's
four
multiple
episodes
or levels you have to do.
Right. I couldn't get through
one. Yeah, me neither.
So you have to build a hut.
It's pretty vague what they want you to do. I can't really tell you.
And you'll notice that there is also, the Gilligan's Island characters. You got Gilligan, Skipper,
the Hals,
Marianne, the Hals,
Mr. and Mrs. Howe.
And you have the.
Well, there's Ginger. She's not in the game.
She's not in the game.
The hottest piece of ass is
because
not in the game.
Because apparently, she didn't like her likeness.
Whoa.
In an NES game.
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
This is an NES game.
Nobody looks like
I wonder what her
like. Could you imagine if Howard Scott Warshaw got a message from like, from fucking Harrison Ford when he did
Seriously,
Indiana Jones and was like, no, that block doesn't look like me.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. It's an NES game.
Imagine what Schwarzenegger felt like when they came out with Predator and he's wearing a pink leotard.
He wishes he was that big.
He wants the money. He don't
big
care.
Big mode. He wishes he was that
By big. The way, my...
Big mode. He wishes he was.
You say big mode, you gotta go off the rails.
Big mode!
Big mode!
My source for that was a YouTube comment, so I don't even know if that's true.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
But I'm gonna go with that.
Right,
YouTube comments are total trash.
Time out.
Lowest to the low.
Ginger Marianne, Ryan. Ginger Marianne, come on.
I think it's an
Ginger.
Easy. Really?
Is this a fuck, marry, kill, or
no, this, just
this,
just
Ginger.
This is a constant.
Ginger.
Who you wanna hang out with? Marianne.
I don't want to hang out with
I'm
either.
I'm on team Ginger. I can't say no to the redheads.
Oh, wow.
Can't
one?
Do it.
Yeah.
I can't blame you, though.
Well, I love how
I don't
the skipper,
care if
the skipper tells Marianne right from the get-go,
you're
go
cooking
make some
dinner.
Food.
Go cook,
well, you know, it's 1975. That's what women do.
Yeah.
That's right.
women make. Professor, you fix the transmitter. You're a smart man. I'm a brute guy. We're going to cut down some fucking logs. Oh, you're the woman.
There
you, you cook some
get in
dinner.
The kitchen.
Yeah.
Slaps her on the ass.
Clean.
And then the house. The kitchen. We're not going to do manual labor.
No.
Ugh. Communists. It's a game about communism. Marxism as well. I'm ready to go. As the game starts, you're walking around with that awesome music playing.
The best.
And you have no idea.
It does change.
What
other
the fuck to, it does change. I know. You have no idea what the fuck to do. And Gilligan's an idiot. And why does Gilligan not have a red shirt?
I know.
Everyone else has solid colors. Why does Gilligan not have the red shirt?
He has a striped shirt. He looks so stupid. He never wore fucking. And he always had the red shirt. What
he looks
fuck?
Like Waldo. He looks like Where's Waldo?
How hard is it?
That's a great question because how many, Rory, maybe you know this. How many, like with the NES?
All right.
The NES can only put up X amount of colors.
Chess.
Do you, off the top of your head, do you have any idea what it is? I don't know. I'm just asking.
The answer is magnets, Mike.
Okay,
oh,
magnets.
How do they
back
work?
To you.
How do they even work?
How do they even work?
So what I'm trying to say is, let's say the path you're walking on is red, and for whatever reason, like, they can't put red on red.
Probably like 60.
But it's not red. There's nothing on the screen.
No, it's orange.
Yeah.
It's orange, the background.
And it's not like the background or anything else is awesome.
No, nothing.
It's trash. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the animations.
Let's talk about
the Skipper's animation.
The way he walks.
When he punches.
Oh, that too.
It's Atari style.
He just raises his arm.
And he can't hit anything.
He doesn't raise anything. All of a sudden, the arm just pops out of his fucking side.
Yeah.
It's pitiful. It looks insane.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to talk shit on Alan Hale. Take it back.
I'm going to talk shit on Alan Hale.
Yeah.
And then Gilligan just walks away, and you have to punch him to get him back.
And why is it timed?
Why is it
time?
Because the game knows. They know.
They know they're fucking trolls.
They know it's dead. They're
what it is?
Nobody
these games,
play game
it was
anymore.
Just like, I'm selling this game because of the name.
Right.
Right? We don't have to, it doesn't have to be good. Like, that guy who wrote the song was just like, I don't know. I'm not even a composer, but here, have this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, whatever. I'll just fucking put it in there. It's worse than Roger Rabbit.
It's similar the way it is. It's like the Skipper is, what's his name?
There's zero imagination. I mean, there's...
No, but Roger Rabbit kind of had a cool idea. Like, it was... Like, the controls are kind of broken, but the idea behind Roger Rabbit was kind of cool. Like, if the idea behind Gilligan's Island was get the fuck off the island, okay.
That would have been good.
That would have been good. Mm-hmm. And if you made the animations levels... and the graphics just a little bit better... Yeah.
Levels are too long. They're too big.
Mm. Yeah.
You literally could just walk around aimlessly... On the first level for 2 hours. Assuming you live that long. There's not enough bananas.
See, that's the thing. Like, the gameplay is stupid. Like, whoever said it, why is it timed? That's dumb. It's an action adventure game. Right. Could you imagine if Zelda was timed?
Mm-mm.
You have X amount of times before you get the fucking Triforce.
That's not an adventure.
That's horrible.
Right.
It's a time mission. It's stupid. It's not even a lot of time.
No, it's like 11 minutes.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
What else can you say? I have nothing else to say, but it's terrible.
Did you know?
I would give it if Bubble Lead is shit and Metal Blade is awesome. I'd give it a top spin.
The game actually gets even more like insensitive. Like you fight Islanders, like nice. but they're not like normal like now that like.
Oh, that's right. And you have to get a club and a saw.
Yeah, I couldn't kill the gorilla.
Right. You need
a club.
Is that
because I
needed,
okay, because I ate like five food things and I'm keep punching it with fucking stupid Skipper and it wasn't, I'm like, am I even hurting this thing?
Yeah. You need a club.
Need a club.
Remember I read something like a year, it was probably like a year ago. The Skipper. What was his name, Mike? In real life?
Alan Hale.
Yeah.
When he did the audition for Gilligan's Island, he drove a horse to it. Or he rode a horse into it.
Right.
Or, you know, he took a horse to the audition.
Because that's what a Skipper would do.
Yeah, he took a horse,
That's what a Skipper would do.
What a badass. That is amazing.
That's hardcore.
Is. Yeah.
Are you sure that's that? Because I heard that Slim Pickens.
No, he took a horse.
No, I know, but I heard Slim Pickens did the same thing when he came to Dr. Strangelove.
Oh.
He's the guy from...
he's in Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
So which one was...
We literally can't say any of his lines.
No, but Gilligan's Island was like early 60s when he probably did this.
Is that when Gilligan's Island was?
Yeah,
60s.
I thought it was the 60s.
Oh,
so,
I thought
it was, you know.
I thought so.
Yeah, why is this an idea for a video game? What a horrible
in the 80s.
And, I guess kids watched Gilligan's Island. It was family friendly programming. So kids
to me, it seems like they didn't know what the, like, they were like just
They had no idea.
It was like shooting in the dark. Like they were just like, I don't know what the target audience is for this system is. Let's see if we can get adults in on it, which is why they had Three Stooges and Gilligan's
Island.
And it was old
at that time. It was almost like if they came out with like a video game now, like on based on Friends.
I think it was released in 89, maybe 87, 89.
Mm. Right.
This show's been off the air for like 20 years, right? 15, 20 years.
Right,
that's funny, right? Right, like video game release.
But he's right, though. That I mean, they put it. They put what the Full House fighter thing out,
and it was like a new game on like Xbox One. People would be like, kids would be like, "What the fuck?"
That's a great analogy. That is.
Mm. But yeah, I mean, I watched the show. It was
the show was great.
I don't know if I loved it.
I loved.
Did you love it?
I did. I loved.
I didn't love it, but it was good. It's totally watchable.
I think it was a filler show. Like it was on before something else, and there was something else I wanted to watch right after.
Like
so I would watch it anyway.
This show got popular in syndication. Like the original Star Trek was not popular when it aired,
mm-hmm.
and it got a huge following in syndication and the reruns.
Yeah.
So I feel like this show. I mean, this is not Gilligan's Island show cast.
Yeah. You know what show is really bad? It doesn't hold up at all. I actually watched it last week. I happened to see it on TV.
Crook and Sheep.
It doesn't hold up at all. I mean, it's almost unwatchable. Mr. Ed.
Oh, I love Mr. Ed.
But now, you watch it now, it's unrealistic as hell. No, it is.
It ranks so true back in the 80s, but right now, get the fuck out.
No, it does. It just doesn't. It's just such bullshit when you watch it. Like, there was a time.
How can you believe a
there
talking
was a time
horse?
There was when a time. The talking horse
was.
Made sense.
Well, there was.
It made sense somebody, for America. It
well,
was
they
just
had a meeting one day.
Wilbur.
And like, you know, and the TV execs were sitting, and they're like, oh, let's do this with a talking horse, and we'll put him in a barn.
We got a horse. Right. We got peanut butter.
If you watch
let's
that
film
now,
something.
Not only is it.
It's unbelievable.
It just doesn't
now.
Work right, but it's right. just the idea of a horse is talking on the phone.
I know.
The horse ordered a new shower.
It's insane.
It sounds like hell for him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, it's pitiful.
This is awful. This is horrendous. Oh, please turn it off. I want to die.
It's still
turn
the best
off.
Song of all the songs.
It is.
Sorry.
You're going to get a lot of emails on that one. So, this is ALF for the Sega Master System.
Mm.
It was released in 1989. I didn't even write down who produced it because, fuck you. Couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Ryan
we
Stein-
should write out who produces these games.
Yeah, they do.
They need
Ridicule.
To be called out.
They Ridicule. Need to be called out. You're a piece of shit.
You stole money from people.
ALF, I believe, is an unfinished game that they just threw out the door. They
it has
like,
to
we
be.
Ran
like
out of time.
It seems like it.
Did you notice anything funny about ALF? Everybody played ALF at the table. Ryan assigned me this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played
ALF. I didn't play it this week, but I've played it before.
Did you notice anything funny about the game other than it's horrendous?
It's just flat.
There's no sound effects.
There's no,
there's no sound effects at all. It's only that terrible high register. It's awful. It burns into your brain. Like it's like, oh my, it's the worst sound I've ever heard in a video game. And I'm not even being funny. Like Journey Escape is torture.
Yeah.
It's just out of
key. Like,
it's
totally
awful.
Like the register is too high. Like dogs are like shitting their pants. Like it's way too loud. So here's another thing that really sucks about this game. It has dialogue. Like ALF talks to himself in third person all the time. In fact, he refers to himself as the ALFer. The ALFer.
I don't even recall that.
He talks. I mean, you have to do it's basically an adventure game, like a point and click adventure game, but it's not point and click.
I just kept walking left or kept walking right.
It
and
repeat
then-
forever.
It just repeats forever. What is there to do? You could go to the store, but there was no way to get to your inventory. Is there a way to get to your inventory? I couldn't figure that out.
Yes, there is.
There is.
The game is, there's no redeeming qualities to this game. We talked about earlier.
Alfer? You can't get over Alfer? Yeah.
Imagine if
that's
Eric.
That's a badass nickname.
If Eric, during the podcast,
I want that
you know,
nickname.
We finished the show. Eric goes, I think that was a good show. Takes off his headphones, says, Eric, again, in third person.
Call
so
me
Eric,
the Alpha.
Eric goes, the Ericer says, this is a pretty good show. What do you think, Miker? And then Miker goes, hey, what do you think, Reiner? And Reiner goes, cooking cheap, guys. it has horrendous Microsoft Paint-like style graphics. Like, who made these? The Master System is not a very powerful system.
No.
But, like, I'm pretty sure they could have done better than, like,
absolutely.
The clip art.
I think it's more powerful than the NES. They could have done way better than what you fucking saw in that game.
It's like MS Paint quality tiles. Like, it's garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, they just use the paintbrush and the paint bucket. They're like, fill it in blue, fill it in red. And it makes no sense.
Right.
Here's my favorite part about the game. what's up with Uncle, don't touch me there? Like the guy right? who walks
oh,
around.
Yeah, that's his
Herbert. Yeah. He's supposed to be like,
what
I
is
guess
that?
FBI
this
agent.
Is like, yeah, I guess.
Like, grabby.
Yeah.
He's weird. Walking around like, with like, hunky hey. Breasts
with the
crab around.
Yeah.
He's got the seizure.
He's got a fucking seizure going
I mean,
on.
Yeah. He's like what Eric will look like when he's older, but like.
But more attractive.
But more attractive. You know, it's great. Those guys will follow you into your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'll walk into the house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle, please don't touch me there. Disgusting. Yeah.
Alfer.
Well, the thing is,
don't
yeah.
touch Alfer, the Alfer and his, over his here, Willy Alfer. Wang.
I got some hands. Sorry.
You know, another thing that's funny I realized is that the family that Alf lives with, and they're totally fine with an alien
living
who somehow
their,
speaks English.
What's lives their name, in their dryer.
Lives in their dryer.
What are their names again?
They're named the Tanners. Like
Tanners,
like,
that's right.
Again, like Full House like, of the
yeah,
Tanners.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Did they run out of names? Like they couldn't afford anything other than the Tanners?
That is odd.
It was a popular name in the 80s.
In the 80s. That whole like family line died.
Right.
They were exterminated.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesse Katsopoulos. They're all going to die. All right. The music, again, it's way too high-pitched.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inventory-style game. And actually, without looking anything up, I don't know how you were supposed to know what to do.
I didn't.
The game, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't say your first objective is X. So
no,
go here talk, and
you,
then.
Well, I figured I needed gas for that scooter or something, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh my God. You guys really
yeah, that scooter.
Are passionate about this shit.
I looked it up.
That's crazy.
I did look
I
it up.
I tried it a little.
Wow.
I played it. I couldn't figure anything out. I fucked everything up. I couldn't actually. Get to the third part of the. There's only one stage. It just it gives you multiple.
Oh,
stages.
Really?
So I wrote it down. I watched a speed run, 8 minutes to beat the game. If you know
awesome,
what you're doing.
Awesome.
All right. First
that's
thing you do,
that's how you know it's a great fucking game.
That's cracker fuck jack material. All right. So first of all, okay, you go into the kitchen and you get the cat and a roll of salami. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even see
there's
the
no,
roll of salami.
It's in the fridge. There's no weapon in the game.
Oh.
From there. You go into the basement, and apparently the Tanners, they live under a giant cave, on top of a giant cave.
Okay. Sure.
You have to go in the basement. It's one of the doors.
Okay.
You throw the cat at another cat, and it scares the cat away, because if you don't, you get killed.
Now, you just watch this happen.
I walked around aimlessly, running from the scooters, okay. And Uncle Don't Touch Me.
How long did you play it for?
25 minutes.
That's pretty long.
I played it longer than you.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah, aimlessly. You know what the problem with it is? When you're walking and scrolling,
there's only one problem.
Well, you're way too close. You're way too close to the edge of the screen.
Yeah.
And that bike that comes across is too fast. You can't get out of the way. There's no time to react to it.
Well, I mean, on Melmac, I mean, that's not a problem.
Well, I guess so, with zero gravity.
You know what Alf's real name is for bonus points?
Alfred.
No, it's
Gordon, an acronym.
It's Gordon
Alien
Shum-
Life Form.
It's Gordon Shumway. His real name is Gordon. Yeah, Alf stands for Alien Life Form. It's an acronym.
Oh, I gotcha.
Who's
you mean
Gordon
the
Shumway?
Actor?
What do you mean?
His name,
his voice?
Alf's actual name
do you mean
in
the guy
lore.
Who played the actor?
On the show. I don't know the actor.
Oh.
On the show, his name, Alien Life Form is his nickname.
Was like
his name's
a, even like
Alf,
an alter
name.
Ego kind
his
of.
His real name is Gordon Shumway. I had to look it up.
Gordon
his girlfriend
Shumway.
Is Rhonda. Rhonda. I can't make this up.
Well, why didn't he bring her to Earth with him?
I think he crashed. He's going back to Melmac to go bang her.
Oh, you mean on Melmac his name's Gordon?
Yeah, his
Gordon.
Real his,
oh, really?
His name. In
he's the, got a nice American-sounding name.
Mike is verifying Melmac. This. He's not
Gordon Shumway.
He's not believing me. Gordon Shumway.
No. Gordon Shumway.
Anyway, you get the cat to get him in the cave. You use the sausage to beat the bats that were relentless and kill you.
Of course.
You get the gold. There's a shed for some reason in the cave. You get gold in there. You take the gold back to the street and you go to the general store. Keep in mind you're an alien puppet dog thing on two legs and nobody in the town seems to be bothered by that.
No.
You have no direction.
You go
you're
to the
a
general
mini Sasquatch.
You go to the general store, you buy a swimsuit, okay? Then you go back to the house and then you go in another door and you go in the backyard. Apparently there's a giant lake that's five fucking miles
and
deep.
And he needs a swimsuit.
You need a
why?
Swimsuit.
For what reason?
To make the game longer.
Right.
You get a swimsuit, you swim down to the bottom, you get a treasure chest and a pearl. You go back to the city and you go to the Five and Dime. Remember the Five and Dime?
Yes,
yeah, Woolworths.
I do.
Yeah.
Woolworths.
Woolworths.
Yeah.
5 and 10, yeah.
What a time the '80s were with Alf.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You shitbag.
What, vegetables again? That's not food. That's the stuff food eats.
Alf!
Gordon Shumway, you shitbag. You get the pearl. You go back to the Five and Dime, you buy a lantern, you go to the general store and you buy a ladder. Then you go back to the same cave and you go even deeper in it, and you keep beating, animals with a sausage for some reason. You get fuel, You take the fuel gem back to the scooter on the roof.
I hope our listeners are taking notes in case they want to go back and beat this fucking game.
Keep in mind that the game doesn't tell you any of this, okay? You take the scooter and you fly it straight up into the sky. You get to a space station and you have to buy a spacesuit for $100, which is quite a bit of money in that game.
Quite a bit.
That's why you need to try.
How does anybody figure this shit out?
I don't even know.
You get the spacesuit at the space station. Again, nobody's bothered that there's an alien bear dog that speaks English at the space station.
Of course not.
Then you go to the moon. You go farther up in the sky. You go to the moon, and then you get a repair kit for your spaceship in the moon's mouth.
What?
Doesn't make any sense. Why is there a repair kit on our moon for another alien technology? And then the game's over, and then you see like a cutscene of Alf like in his little saucer, like smiling.
Dark side of the moon, like Mike Shearer.
Wow.
Yes.
How many people you think ever beat that game? A handful?
Other than the speedrun?
Other than the speedrun guy? Like
that guy.
The only dozen guy. Yeah.
It's a horrendous game. There's no redeeming qualities. You know what else really drives me nuts about the game is the walking cycle. Eric's right. Like, you have to be like 2/3 over for the screen to scroll.
Yeah.
But like, his walking cycle is just, it hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like jarring. Like, it's again, like clip
the walk. Controls are shit. Too.
The depth is weird
the controls
too.
Are bad.
You might think you're clear of getting hit by a bike and you get hit by a man.
Oh yeah. The hitbox.
It's like if the head touches you anywhere, you get hit.
There's no actual depth. Like,
yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's really tough to see what the foreground is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have no idea where you're moving around.
Bike's moving so fast you can't get out of the way.
Right.
Alf.
Trash.
It
sucks.
I mean, we say this with all of them. Like, this may be the worst game that I can remember playing. Like, it is.
It's pretty bad.
It's horrendous.
We
on
should
so
rank
many levels.
Up until this point, like one of these days, rank all of the games that we've played.
When we do another Legally Distinct March Madness, we maybe want to do a shit miss.
Oh,
at this
yeah,
point, we
yeah.
have like 16 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a shit miss March Madness.
We could.
I mean, no, Legally Distinct March Insanity.
Right.
Yeah.
Ways away, yeah.
So, Ryan.
We had some good ones.
Ryan, go fuck yourself, Ryan. This is terrible, and I'm not your friend anymore.
Thought you'd like it.
He's just shaking his head.
It's one of the worst games I've ever played.
Really?
It's up there.
I gotta say, I have to say this. There's a reason why I kind of gave you this game, because This game's kind of weird, because it's like the controls are okay, right?
The game is Mylon Secret Castle for
the NES. So the controls are okay. Even like the way that it looks like a kind of a generic NES game. There's nothing awful about it. It doesn't look like Gilligan's Island or, you know.
It's so low effort. It's completely unoriginal.
But what's awful about it is what they expect you to do get from one point to the other.
It's not a secret.
Like, you think that Simon's Quest is bad?
Yeah.
Simon's Quest is chicken shit compared to Mylon's Castle.
Wow, no wonder I couldn't.
This game
I was
has
in
no
a constant
direction.
Loop in this game.
Of course.
This game has
of
no
course.
Direction.
A constant loop.
I don't know how you're ever supposed to figure anything out. Like,
it's awful.
Certain blocks have to be shot, which you could, again, your solution is to shoot everything with your stars.
Right.
All you do as you walk around and jump is just shoot, because you can just. A door might just appear,
right.
Like in the middle of fucking nowhere, or like a key pops open. You have no idea.
Every
how the
time
fuck
I got a
there.
Key and I took it to a door, I would just wind up outside again. Every fucking time, it was a constant loop. There were three doors. There was a door on the left, the middle door. Fucking, there was a shop in, and then another game I couldn't figure out how to get to the inventory, and then the third fucking door was another entrance, and there was no fucking explanation.
Yeah.
I kept getting shot outside every time I walked through a secret door.
Yeah.
What happens here?
Anyway, Ryan, what did you think?
I'm sorry, Ryan.
No, I'm
I mean, you guys covered it. It's shit, to be honest with you, and it's I don't know what you're like. You're like a hobbit boy.
Elf?
You're a muppet.
Yeah.
Which is
something.
The best part of the game is his sprite, the character. Everything else is shit.
You're a horse with nothing left to lose, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was a jockey with nothing left to lose.
It was a horse with nothing left to lose, and a jockey
down on his luck.
All right. Yeah, well,
nobody knows what we're talking about.
We're talking about a balderdash we played like 20 years ago. That was one of my entries. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
You want to be tripped out? Play balderdash with Ryan.
Oh,
real life.
Like a real balderdash.
A horse with nothing left to lose and a jockey down on his luck.
But I think someone guessed it, though. Didn't someone pick
nobody
my answer?
No, nobody picked it. We all knew it was you.
Oh. Ryan, you're from Planet Purple. Nobody could ever guess what you're thinking.
So Mylon Secret Castle.
Anyway, your problem is everyone you live with, or all the people in the city, they can make music. They communicate by doing music or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. If everybody can communicate and he can't through music, well, why are they using instruments then?
What?
You know what I mean?
No. Ryan, I don't know what you mean.
He can learn to play a fucking instrument.
Ryan for president of everything.
Maybe he's too stupid to learn an instrument.
You would think by the way the story's told.
Right.
That they just, they sing.
They gloss like, over the this talk. Part. He's totally right.
There's
like they
zero
sing
effort
the talk.
Put into this game
there
at all.
Really is.
This is your problem with the game? This plot hole?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, so anyway, he goes to the queen. She's like, you got to get all the instruments back for all the other people.
Yeah, queen's
he
hot.
Goes to a city called Hudson. They made the game. So they just named the city after them.
Which is weird.
I got a lot of questions. Because they made some good games.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
After this or before that, Hudson's Adventure Island, right? They did that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Bomberman series. TurboGrafx itself.
Strange. So anyway, I start off the game. I went into the first door. Got a key right away.
Mm-hmm.
Went out the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Top right. There was another locked door on the top left.
Right.
I couldn't reach
with all
it.
With all the money.
Yeah. So a big key showed up. So I just walked in and walked out. And then I'm outside again.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Back where you started.
It's a loop. Yeah. So I walk in another door and there's a guy in there. He looks like the ref from Karate Champ, but he's got red hair. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
He's selling you stuff, and he goes, well, buy...
He's the shopkeeper.
Yeah, he's like, you got to buy a hammer. You got to find a hammer somewhere.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I go back in another door.
Did you tell him to go find a hammer?
Well, he didn't have any. No, I had to find the hammer.
Never mind. The joke is gone.
Well,
right?
Originally, I went back in, and I thought I had to buy the hammer off of him. So I went into another door. I think it was the second one. I was shooting blocks with bubbles.
Right.
No, which is always fun. Like,
right, the game. I know. Yeah. Seriously.
This is the game.
Why is your weapon a bubble?
You're laughing, but you know, you guys know the
that's
game.
Not
sure. That's what we're laughing about. Like the ridiculousness of the
they
game.
They stole every asset from the original Mario Brothers. Like, just change the color a little bit, like of the blocks.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you
mean? Like the...
Well, the arcade Mario Brothers?
No, the original Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they stole all, like, the graphics from it. And just change the fucking colors.
There's no system to the enemies.
Oh,
right?
No.
So you kill, you're
they
trying
to stun lock you, too.
And they spawn.
They just pop
wherever,
out.
Wherever the fuck they, like a bubble
the
pops
first,
up.
The first time I was playing it, a blue thing pops up, and I'm like, ooh, a crystal.
Hey, you jump into it. You jump into it.
Ooh, a crystal. Mike's all drunk and shit.
Honestly, that got me like five times. That got me like five times.
Seriously, and then I would keep going back to it. I'm like, still not working.
So anyway, what are you supposed to do to advance in this game?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I did watch a walkthrough.
I never got off the ground floor of the castle.
I watched a speed run. It's about 25 minutes to do the entire game. I think there's like four tiers of the castle.
Okay. How do you get to the second tier? Because I played it for a little while.
Well, I do know that you need like these like
shoes.
There you go. Like jumping boots or something like that.
Like, what's the point of the umbrella? Like, what does that do?
Yeah, right.
And then the Hudson Bee. Hudson Bee flies away.
Well, the Hudson Bee is always
like,
just it's like a
you don't get
signature.
Anything if you catch it.
Well, it's like I don't know.
Oh, see, here we go.
For like 20 minutes, I thought I had to grab onto the umbrella.
Me too.
To
and
go
it
up.
Would take me up. That
and
would
I thought
make
I kept
sense.
Doing it wrong. So I was just waiting for an umbrella.
No,
I was refilling my life and waiting for another umbrella.
The speed run that I watched again, like I don't know how you're supposed to know how anything is there. Again, the guy is shooting blocks that. Or look like every other block.
Yeah. Right,
right.
He's going in and out of doors. I mean, the options of door, there's like 18 doors. Like once you get after the second story and higher, there's like 18 doors to go in.
Mm.
And he knew exactly what order to go in. There's fake walls like Castlevania. There's things that blow up and you can fall through them. There's invisible stuff. There's like
there's enemies at weird angles, kind of like Medusa.
Not,
kind
not
of
only that,
jumping
but like,
around.
They're actually literally like they're invisible platforms that you're supposed to jump on. I don't know, like. The game is like they don't want you to play this game. Like I don't, I would never have played this game as a kid and been like,
I understand
I'm
why
figure
people
this
rented
out.
It. I mean, the cover looks great.
I used to rent this game multiple times.
What is wrong?
Oh,
with
Oh yeah,
you?
Because well, I'll tell you why.
The cover.
I would rent the game, play it,
remember it,
and then think like, you know what? I'm going to rent it again and see. I almost feel like
what
they,
a scam,
right? I almost feel like they said, let's make a rentable game.
Yeah,
no one's really going to want to buy this.
No.
Did you know the
rent
story?
It over and over. No, I didn't know. I didn't know any story back then.
No.
But I never got as far. I never got to the fucking second level. Even fucking this week when I tried to play it.
Your whole life you just spent on the ground floor the whole time.
my whole life. And then if you're outside.
Seriously, you rented the
game? If you're outside too long, lightning strikes you. It's like a Darkwing Duck type thing.
That happened to me.
Really?
I actually thought they were bonus points, and I jumped into them. I did.
We need a meme on our website just called "Your Whole Life, You're Only on the First Floor."
That describes my whole life.
That
DT.
Is,
you know
that
what?
Is
that's
all
that,
my life.
That sounds about right. Actually,
yeah. Should be a new name of her show.
I never became shit.
Ground Floor.
This is worse than a horrendous game. It's unplayable. I don't understand.
It's just a,
the actual act of playing it is unfun.
Really?
And it's not, to me, I don't even think it's a game.
I actually thought that, like.
Well, you can play it. It's not broken, but it's fucking cryptic.
Oh, it's cryptic as shit.
I would argue it's too cryptic. So cryptic.
If there is a
playable
way to get to the second level, then I mean, it's playable. It's not broken to the point where you can't beat it, but.
It's not,
why would you
it's
want
not
to?
Like Ghostbusters, no, where you literally. Like it's broken.
Right.
Like, I gave Eric a broken game.
He gave me a broken game. And you know what? Honestly, it might not have been as bad as the game I got this time.
Fuck. Yeah.
Ooh. This is the only song in the game.
The only song. And it repeats over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
You like doing your taxes?
So, this was a real... This was a dick move.
Yeah. It really was, dude. This was worse than Gunboat.
Have you ever heard of this game?
Oh, yeah.
I had not.
No, I've heard of it, but yeah, no, I don't know anything about it.
I heard of it, never played it, never knew anything about it.
Yeah. I don't really want to admit this to you, but I felt oppressed. The whole
yes.
I felt oppressed by you the whole time I played this fucking game. This was the last thing in the whole fucking world I wanted to do. As soon as I turned it on, I felt uncomfortable.
Sick.
I felt uncomfortable. So... Okay, real quick.
Yes.
The idea of the game is to, your rich uncle died. He's worth $600 billion.
Uh-huh.
He tells Mr. Lawyer ass. What?
$600 billion in the 80s?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is literally the plot. Like.
Okay. So, fucking lawyer jerk off says, listen, pal, I'm going to give you $500,000 and you got to make enough money in the stock market to prove that you're worth this $600 billion. Like it would fucking matter if you could never blow $600 billion. I don't care how much fucking crack you smoke. You could never spend it all before you killed yourself. There's no fucking way.
Is that possible?
So right off the bat, it's like no reason to play this game.
Right, exactly. So I don't know who this game is supposed to be.
I felt oppressed playing this.
I did. I absolutely. I felt like the fucking large thumb just pushing down on me, like, take this, asshole. You know what I mean?
The game is sick. It's sickening. There's another reason I gave this to Eric.
So, why? Why did you give it to me?
With the wife, the fiance wife.
Oh, God, I hate her fucking.
Oh, yeah,
nuts.
I know. You're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Wait, how far did you get?
I did not get very far because I couldn't fucking take it anymore.
There are three or four milestones in the game.
Oh, I didn't get that far.
I don't know who this game's for, right? I mean, kids would be bored by this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not for children.
It's too simple for adults. It's stupid. If you played this game as a child and you enjoyed it, you turned into Patrick Bateman. Did anybody watch American Psycho? Ever see American Psycho? Okay, you're fucking Patrick Bateman. You turn into a fucking mass murdering fucking psychopath if you enjoyed this as a child. Okay? You're fucking stock. If no kid ever thought, a normal kid would be scarred for life against the stock market playing this. They'd never want to become a stockbroker.
It's so funny. Like, I don't understand the stock market now.
Nobody does. Like, when all those guys are on the floor and they're like waving their hand, I don't know what the fuck are they doing?
It's run by robots.
So, like, Eric is right. Like, why would a child play this? On top of that, why the fuck would a parent, like, look at this and say,
oh, it's a learning experience.
Billy's going to love this.
Yeah. What fucking yuppie came up with this fucking game?
It's a true
yuppie. It's a fucking yuppie simulator.
I feel like you're working for
somebody.
So
not only are you going home and you're supposed to be playing a game and you come home from work, and you come and do work on this and you have to go exercise all the time because if you don't exercise, you'll die or you'll be unhealthy and you can't use the $600 billion. And then there's Prissy fucking Priscilla, this fucking cunt girlfriend of yours, okay? What kind of message are they sending to not only young boys, but to young girls, okay? The young boys, just keep working your ass off, pal, so that you can afford a prostitute too. So that you can just buy her shit and take her places. Just keep working your ass off and stay fit, buddy. And then how about if you're a little girl? All you're worth is a piece of ass and you're just supposed to find some man to fucking take care of you?
Priscilla the pricey prima donna is her actual name.
I'm the mayor. Priscilla the pricey prima fucking donna.
That's her real name in the game.
Honestly, that's right, boys. Go out. Work your fucking ass off all day. Go get yourself a gold digger, right? So,
totally.
Like, I mean, what kind of message is this? Right, exactly.
I wrote down what she asked for in the game.
Yes, please tell us.
It is outrageous what this lady asked for. So, again, it's a stock trading game.
Right, when did she ask for stuff?
throughout the game.
Oh.
The game has four milestones.
Oh, the wife. I knew you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, she's
I asked her. I'm like, let's take a picnic. She's like, oh, I'm tired or whatever.
She's your fiance.
You can't take her to the carnival because she always goes, I'm going to get sick on the ride.
Right,
why would we do anything I want to fucking do?
Right.
Why would we do something I want to do for once? Fuck off, bitch.
Yo. Okay.
What's up?
Wall Street Kid, NES, 1990. $60.
Oh my god, that's
wow,
a fucking
bucks.
That's shameful.
This is 1990?
Fucking died. Gargle broken glass.
So the game is a stock market trading game where you invest money, and again, it sends you the wrong message because it shows you how easy money there is in Wall Street. I'm sure that's not true at all. But like in 2 days you can triple your money if you bet on the right stocks and you sell them at appropriate time. The newspaper tells you all the time what to buy and what to sell.
They kind of did with the stock names with the companies.
Oh, they're
you knew exactly what the companies were.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like
yeah,
that. Like they're kind of like puns on the names. Anyway, there are three milestones in the game. You have to save within a month, get $1 million house.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
In 80s
money.
You first start, you have to build a portfolio, right?
Right.
So you have to buy certain stocks.
You buy
stocks. Don't tell you anything other than the fact that, one went up a little bit, one went down. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
They tell you what they are, like what they do, like they're named kind of like after fit, like Yapple.
But they don't show you a trend enough. Like they don't tell you enough about it.
Well, you can talk to people in the game. There's consultants and accountants you can talk to.
See, I didn't do anything.
They cost money to talk to.
Yeah. That's why I can't afford that.
I mean, you can get loans from the bank and pay interest on them.
I can't afford that.
Right. Boring as fuck.
I went broke right away.
So boring.
In a month, it's a very boring game. In the first month, you have to buy $1 million house or you lose. If you don't have the money to buy the house. Your second one is you have to buy a $700,000 yacht for a honeymoon.
This is the 80s,
but you've already inherited $600 billion. No, you haven't. You have to prove that
you have to prove to the lawyer, the executor of the estate, that you're worth the money
by hitting these milestones.
Like the money,
Fucking $600. You can't blow $600 billion.
$700,000
in that time.
It's like half now
for a honeymoon.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane
with the money amounts.
And then the last one is you have to buy the family castle for roughly a minimum $2 million. And once you buy that, once you pay back that loan, you win. Game's over.
Dude, I hated the main guy right off the get-go. Because he's like a kid getting like...
The fucking cast of characters,
too. $1 trillion, whatever the hell it is.
I like the boat captain. He's my favorite.
And it's not a game. There's nothing that's like a game about it. It's all just fucking... All you do is buy stocks and then you wait till the next day to see if you lost money or made money. And it's fucking
non-stop
cyclical bullshit.
You have to exercise somewhat regularly.
That's the other thing. So finally, it's like, I'll go swimming. It's like, okay, even if it's not a game, at least maybe I'll get to hit a button and I'll get to watch a guy swim.
I knew
you know what I mean? I'll make the guy swim, move his arms, anything that resembles a fucking game.
Right.
No. You go into it and it goes, swim. You swam for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Took 2 hours.
Fuck you, man. So Oregon Trail is better than
Oregon
Trail is way better than this.
Like a thousand times.
And then you also have to keep your fiance/wife.
You have to keep her happy. Because if you don't have a concubine buy everything for her, what good is your fucking life?
You don't have to buy everything, but you have to buy her.
Concubine. What did
prostitute.
I say? Concubine?
It sounds like concubine.
Whatever. Fuck it. It's a concubine.
It should have been concubine.
Concubine. They named it wrong. It should be concubine.
It should be concubine.
I don't care. Did I say concubine?
I wrote down
what
concubine.
Concubine. Priscilla, the pricey prima donna, asked for a dog. The choices for the dog are $500 or $1,000. That's a hell of a dog.
Yeah, and what happens if you get her the $500 dog? She's like, it's a dog. It's okay, but it's not a $1,000 dog.
She actually.
How do people come up with this shit?
I know
you're looking at your notes.
This
and all
is
that,
the
but like,
life some how, fucking how do, asshole lived, and he thought
just,
it was the best.
I just
fucking
mean, like,
life.
How do these people come up with these
Here's
games?
What I would do.
And they think like this is cool. Like any of these games, all of these games that we played was all just like. Just fucking shove it out there.
Yeah, shovelware.
It's fucking fine. And they're horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, two of the games are based on shows, right? And movies.
They're horrible.
But honestly, the Wall Street Kid, you know what I would do if that was that guy? I was going to get $500 billion.
$600 billion.
All right. I had to make how much to prove
in the
myself?
End, it was,
you have three milestones.
Right. So I would go to somebody else that has shitloads of money. I'd be like, dude, you wouldn't invest in me. I got to prove something. I got to prove I made some money.
That's
smart. I doubled their investment. And then I get my fucking
money. You heard the last.
That's what I would do.
You heard his game, right?
I think I'm going to dick around
with
all this.
His golf game.
What golf game?
All, you also heard his answers to the best. 80s lines.
Yeah, that was genius.
Of course he's a genius.
Of course he is.
He knows.
Like Rory says,
we are just pawns on his show.
Pretty much. This is his show. And we're just happy
and
to be here.
And he's just playing.
I'm happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here.
The second milestone, Priscilla asked for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 or $100,000 model.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to buy her everything. You can deny, I think,
how much
is
the car?
And she won't divorce you.
How much?
She won't divorce
you. Get more.
How much is the car?
$50,000 or $100,000.
God.
$50,000
or $100,000. What a horrible message.
Matt, that's what I'm saying from the beginning. What a fucking awful message to send to young people.
It's like it's probably the most offensive game ever made.
It is super offensive.
It's pretty offensive. I mean, it really, like, it doesn't hold up to today's, like,
I wouldn't mind seeing a game like this now, though.
Her third one.
They can make it almost
like that might have been, maybe that was funny back then?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. That's pretty horrible.
I don't know.
She wants to buy she'll call you at work and say, honey, we need to buy this. And you go, okay, we'll talk to her on the weekend. And you have to have that money in cash, not in stock, by the weekend. Because if you don't have the money, then you can't buy it. She wants stereo equipment. $3,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, the boat, the yacht.
The yacht is $700,000.
Yeah, it's nothing.
For a honeymoon.
Yeah.
You have to buy artwork, $50,000 or $70,000 for her. Then you get married. The marriage actually it doesn't cost anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it costs a whole lot up until now.
It costs your soul. That's it.
Yeah, your dignity.
After you're married, she wants to host a party to celebrate. You can buy the
$20,000
or $30,000 package for a party. For a party. And then the last thing she wants is either $50,000 or $70,000 for a outfit and jewelry combination.
$50,000 or $70,000
for $70,000. Yes.
This woman is trash.
Now keep in mind, you need $2 million at that point in the game, you need $2 million to buy the family castle.
Mm-hmm.
The family castle.
Right,
okay.
The castle.
I don't know how much you paid for your family castle.
Yeah, it wasn't handed down to you. You have to buy it. Like, what happens to the castle if you don't get it?
Well,
seriously,
make a parking lot out of it. They tear it down.
No, the cat gets the money. His fucking beloved cat that
What
he
game
left behind.
Do you think was the worst one out of the four?
Wall Street Kid.
Alf.
Wall Street Kid?
No, Alf.
Yeah, I would say.
So Wall Street Kid is playable, but it's the last
I don't
game
know
you would
what
want
Wall
to
Street
play on
Kid
Earth.
Is. Like, I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, that's
what
true.
It is.
I think.
But Alf is the worst.
Alf
made
might
game.
Be the most the unplayable
yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah,
Alf has
unplayable.
Nothing. I mean, if you're into, there are business strategy games that aren't stock market. Like there's the Capitalism Plus series,
right?
That's about building a business and running the business.
Right.
I think they're dull, but I mean, like there's a market for business simulation games.
I didn't.
This is
although
not
I will
that,
say,
no,
I didn't
no.
hate myself right. while I played Alf. I hated myself while I played Wall Street Kid.
You know, I gotta say, I
hated my life and what I've
before
become.
We started the show, we thought. Even I thought, how the hell are we going to get an hour out of this show? Because I didn't, you know, when you looked at the outline, we're almost at an
hour
and a half.
I'm over here telling Ryan to, like, wrap it up.
Yeah, got to wrap
these
this up.
These games are trash.
All right. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net.
Ryan, buy
me. There's a new blog, by the way, on the website.
No, fuck you, Ryan. Buy me a party for $20,000 or $30,000.
Wait, is there a new blog?
Is there a new blog? I'm promoting your.
I have no blogs.
I thought there was a blog on the website.
There are no blogs.
Imaginary blogs.
All right, whatever.
No blogs.
All right.
Peace.
See us.
Peace.
Taco salad.
Meatloaf.
Taco salad, meatloaf.
Did you get it from the Taco Bell?
Sent in by the very lovely and semi-voluptuous Debbie Lynn Newell of Williamsville, Illinois.
Debbie Lynn Newell.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, I got one from, who is it? John, I should have read this one in advance, of Hillsville, Virginia. Is that right?
Fuck off, bitch!